Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Tom Goodwin. Batting second. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting third. The left fielder, Bip Roberts. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jeff King. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Craig Paquette. Batting sixth. The DH, Scott Cooper. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Sweeney. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Johnny Damon. Batting ninth. The second baseman, David Howard. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Glendon Rush. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The first baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The DH, Greg Colbrun. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. And now, play ball. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Knoblauch scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Roberts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. King strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Knoblauch strikes out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette juggles the ball. That's an error on Paquette. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Molitor hits a line drive towards short. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. There goes Becker. The throw from Sweeney and he is safe. Becker steals second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cordova hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Roberts. Cordova reaches second base with a double. Becker scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Steinbach takes first base on ball four. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Colbrun hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Goodwin. Colbrun reaches second base with a double. Cordova scores. Steinbach moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Twins. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova who is chasing the ball. Paquette reaches third base with a triple. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Paquette tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Twins. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sweeney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Damon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. David Howard is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first, with Radke covering, for the out. One out. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Goodwin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodwin strikes out. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cordova is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Roberts is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff King batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Paquette is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Paquette strikes out. Two outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes King. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. King steals second. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cooper is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Royals. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Damon is 0 for 1 in the game. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Coomer. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Damon. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Mears applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Colbrun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Colbrun strikes out. 2 outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawton hits a line drive into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodwin bunts in front of the plate. Steinbach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Howard scores. It's 5-2, Royals. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lawton. Roberts reaches second base with a double. Bell goes all the way around to score. Roberts moves to third. It's 6-2, Royals. Todd Ritchie now pitching. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. King is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. King strikes out. 2 outs. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears misplays the ball. That's an error on Mears. Roberts scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Royals. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cooper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Coomer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears strikes out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Damon is 0 for 2 in the game. Damon strikes out. Two outs. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cordova hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Goodwin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Richie fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. Two outs. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. King hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach hits a line drive towards third. Paquette reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Colbrun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Colbrun hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawton hits a line drive into right field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Olson now pitching. Greg Myers now catching. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Paquette is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Paquette hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Lawton. Paquette reaches second base with a double. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lawton. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Paquette scores. It's 8-2, Royals. Mike Sweeney batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sweeney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. It's 9-2, Royals. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Damon is 0 for 3 in the game. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olsen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Goodwin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Goodwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coomer strikes out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 3 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0 for 3 in the game. Becker hits a line drive towards first. King reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Swindell now pitching. Denny Hocking now playing third base. Brent Breed now playing left field. Ron Coomer now playing first base. Jay Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jermaine Dye pinch hits for Bip Roberts. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Dye hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. King is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. King hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Breed. King reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Dye moves to third. It's 10-2, Royals. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Paquette is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dye scores. King moves to third. One out. It's 11-2, Royals. Joe Vitiello pinch hits for Scott Cooper. Joe Vitiello is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vitiello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. King scores. It's 12-2, Royals. Shane Halter pinch hits for Mike Sweeney. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Halter strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Damon is 0 for 4 in the game. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Damon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 12, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jermaine Dye now playing right field. Tim Speyer now catching. Shane Halter now playing third base. Johnny Damon now playing left field. Jeff Mont Denny Hocking batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hocking hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brent Breed is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Breed hits a fly ball into left field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Myers hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Walker pinch hits for Greg Colbrun. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Walker strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 12, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.